We've got a beautiful night for football. We've got a kind of a stout breeze gusting at about 10 miles an hour from the northeast. This is an east-west field, so it's kind of diagonally from the east end zone tonight. I don't know if that may play any part in the kicking game. We'll see how that transpires. Well, fans, as we get ready for week one, or officially here with us, week two of Dewey Bulldogger High School football, and tonight the Nowata Ironman High School football, I'm proud to announce my colleague, my friend, my partner in crime, and the next IT director for Hillary Clinton, the one, the only, the voice of Ironman and Bulldogger football, Adam Goodnight Hooper.
That may be your best one ever. Thanks, Tim. And our opening kickoff today brought to you by the Stump Funeral Home and Crematory with locations in Bartlesville, Nowata, and Barnesdall. Stumps is proud to announce the construction of a new facility in Nowata with grand opening set for later this year. The Stump Funeral Home and Crematory serving local families since 1966.
T.J. Donaldson has teed it up for the Ironman, and he will kick to the likes of Hunter Brewer on the near side and Jonathan Blackman on the far side for the Bulldoggers. And Adam, it's all yours, buddy.
So T.J. Donaldson will kick things off here for the Nowata Ironman. Ironman, though, have new uniforms this year. All white uniforms, white and the pants and maroon lettering. Dewey in their home uniforms, all red with white trim. So here we go with Nowata against Dewey 2016 style. The officials blow their whistles and we're set ready to go. Here's Donaldson's kick. It is a long, low kick and the ball is loose. And I believe that Dewey has picked it up at their own 35-yard line.
Well, we've got Thornton of Nowata signaling. Of course, he's not the official, but Skyler Thornton thinks Nowata has it, and they do.
Well, Nowata has got the football that I guess someone had an onside kick, I guess.
T.J. Donaldson looks like he came off the bottom of that pile, Adam, and just underway, the Ironman will have great field position inside the Dogger 40 at the 35-yard line.
So Nowata will have it first and 10 from Dewey's 35-yard line. Cody Smith, the starting quarterback, under center here for the Ironman. The Ironman will send two wide receivers to the right and one on the left. Smith in a shotgun formation. Collins along with Skyler Thornton, the lone setback.
Cody Smith, quarterback for
Nowata. Now the snap, hands it off to Collins on the right side, and he gains a yard to the 34-yard line, met up by that teeth of that front line defense for Dewey.
And Drake Shaw led the charge there for the Dewey Bulldoggers, only a gain of a yard, and the Ironman will look at second and nine. And just what they didn't have last week, great interior defensive play to start with.
Clock running now, just underway, 11 and a half to go in the first quarter. No score between Nowata and Dewey. Nowata has the ball after getting an onside kick. Smith in a shotgun formation, two wide receivers to the left. Smith now rolls, screen to the middle. It's caught at the 32-yard line and still on his feet. And he's going to probably lose some yardage there to the 35-yard line. T.J. Donaldson was the receiver who caught that.
They're going to give him a yard loss, Adam. All the way back to the 35 again. He had some yards, and he decided to bring it back. And it cost him some yardage.
So Jacob Shamble, excuse me, got the first tackle there. And, yeah, they're back going to lose yards. So it's going to be third and 10 from Dewey's 35-yard line.
That was the epitome of gang tackling. Looks like all the Doggers were swarming to the ball.
Now there are three wide receivers to the right side, one on the left. Smith in the shotgun formation. He's the lone setback. There's a man in motion. They'll sweep it to Terrell Collins. Runs to the middle to the 30, and he dives to the 28-yard line. And there on the tackle was Hunter Brewer.
Well, I think this is four down territory for the Ironman. They're about 3 yards short of a first down.
They're going to be about an 8-yard gain, so it'll be fourth and two.
Just a little inside wing back reverse there, or wide receiver reverse, as they brought Collins in motion left to right and handed him the ball. Third down and two, or fourth and two, excuse me.
So here we go. Nowata's going to go for it on fourth and two. There's a snap. Pass is incomplete. And the intended receiver, I believe, was Bryce Hewitt. And a good defensive pressure there by the Doggers and a turnover on down.
Well, the defense has risen to its first test, Adam. What we didn't see last week has taken shape here early tonight. They were under the gun early in the shadow of their own goalpost, and they responded brilliantly. And now the Doggers have first and 10 at their own 27-yard line.
So here comes Blake Timmons and that Dewey offense now coming on the field.
Kind of a spread formation now, bringing the tackles and guards back in next to the center.
Timmons in a shotgun formation. Four wide receivers, two on each side. One set back is Brewer. Timmons pass caught by Blackman. Spins around to the 28 to the 29-yard line. And a couple of Ironman players here on the stop. Looked like one of them was going to be Dylan Barnes there was the first to get him.
You know, nothing fancy about that, just a little wide receiver screen in the left flats here. But they did what they need to do. They get the ball in Jonathan Blackman's hands, let him go one-on-one out here on the corner and see what they can get. Second and eight.
Shotgun formation for Timmons. Three wide receivers to the right. They'll hand it off to Brewer. He has a big hole to the 30. Spins around to the 35, to the 40, to the 45, and knocked out of bounds at the 47-yard line. And that's enough for an Ironman first down. But again, good protection there by that Dewey front line.
And they're going to give him exactly 20 yards, it looks like, on that carry all the way up to the 40. Now they're bringing it back. He stepped out of bounds at the 44. So give him a gain of 15, a first down, and the Doggers are rolling. First down of the ball game for either team.
Three wide receivers to the right, two on the left. Hand off there, and actually a fake, and Timmons is sacked. He is sacked at the 37-yard line.
And Dalton Carter, the first one to get to him.
And he's the one who got the sack.
Yes, sir.
So a loss of seven there. So it's going to be second and 17 from the 37-yard line, and Noah Adair did a good job of reading that play there by Dewey.
Yeah, didn't get a good block on Carter that time.
Hand off, actually. It's going to quarterback keeper, and Timmons is sacked again at the 32-yard line, and looks like that time was Xavier Mathis there on the stop, along with a couple of other Millen Ironman players.
Yeah, Jacob Johnson able to get in there on him too. And I tell you, that's one of our keys to the game, was put pressure on Timmons, and the Ironman brought the house that time, it looked like.
Now you're looking at third and 22 from the 32-yard line. Two wide receivers on each side for Blake Timmons. They start the ball from their own 27. There's a snap. Timmons throws to the middle, and it is caught at the 49-yard line. Nice reception there by Brandon Tidwell, but still going to be about 5 yards short of the first down.
He picked up about 16 of it, Adam, made it manageable under these circumstances.
Ready to go for it, fourth and four from the 50. They got to get to the 46 and know what is territory for the first down. Timmons in a shotgun formation, three wide receivers to the right. Timmons looking to throw, throws to his left, throws it deep, and it is incomplete. Jonathan Blackman there was the intended receiver, but it was Bryce Hewitt there that broke the pass away, and no one will turn overs on downs.
Adam, how interesting is that? Two fourth down calls by the coaches, both of them pass plays early in the game by each side. What do you think about that?
That's pretty interesting. You know, papers were saying that this was about a 35-point favorite for Nowata. I'm going to prove them wrong. I don't think it's going to be that way. The way that this game has gone so far, with about 7:25 to go here in the opening quarter, Nowata's ball for the second time, no score. Cody Smith now in a shotgun formation. The snap by Cody. He's going to wind it. Actually, that's not Cody Smith. That is Will Luster that time. And Lester's going to lose a couple of yards, and Hunter Brewer there on the tackle.
Just a wildcat sweep to the left, the direct snap to Will Luster, and he's going to lose one. Great awareness of who had the ball in their hands. Good recovery by that Dogger defense, and they throw him for a loss, make it second and 11.
So it'll be second down and 11. Yeah, that time they went on a wildcat with Will Luster there being a quarterback. It looks like Luster is under center again this time. And a shotgun formation, two wide receivers, one on each side. Handoff is Terrell Collins. He runs to the 50 to the 47-yard line. Looks like that Cole Brown there to make the stop for Dewey, along with Jacob Shambles.
And he picks up about 4 yards on the interior of that line, but it's going to be third and a good 7 yards to go here. Now it looks like Cody Smith is back at quarterback in probably a passing situation here. Dogger defense has looked sharp against the run this first couple of series.
They really do. They've been off to a fast start here. 6:10 to go in the opening quarter. No score between Dewey and Nowata. Nowata will call a timeout. We'll take one with them. 6:04 to go in the opening quarter. No score between Nowata and Dewey. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to high school football here on Real Country K-Rig. So 4 to go in the first quarter. No score between Nowata and Dewey. And a big thanks to our sponsors here today. Those include North Point Auto, Range Supply of Nowata, Sonic of Nowata, Ironman Storage, Regent Bank, Buster's Convenience Store, Bartnett IP, and by Arvest Bank of Nowata. Also tonight's game brought to you by Tulsa Bone and Joint, Oilfield Pipe and Supply, Oklahoma Westland, and by Hughes Lumber Company.
And a big third down for the Ironman offense right here, Adam.
3rd and 7 from Dewey's 47-yard line. Smith in a shotgun formation. He goes back to pass. Smith runs to the middle. The pass is caught at the 40-yard line. It's just short of the first down.
Man, now where that linesman is across the field, he looks like he's – now they're going to put it at the 40, so you're right. He got six of them. I'm sorry, who was that on the reception, Adam?
I believe that was I can tell you here in a flash, I believe it was Bryce Hewitt on the catch. No, it's not.
Okay.
Man, I did not see that.
What number do you got?
Well, I had Cody Smith is the quarterback. He's number one. Smith is actually they're going to go for it here on 4th and 1. And now going to be a flag on the play. Looks like a delay is going to be called.
And they got the timeout.
Oh, they're going to have the timeout. So timeout, Nowata, with 5:18 to go in the first quarter. No score between Nowata and Dewey. We'll take another 30-second break. You're listening to Ironman football and Dewey Bulldoggers football on Real Country K-Rig.
Can't be touched, can't be stopped, can't be moved.
And one now for Dewey. Actually, 4th and 1 for Nowata from Dewey's 40-yard line.
It's a short one, Adam.
Smith in a shotgun formation. Two wide receivers to the right, one on the left. Smith, he carries it, and he crosses the 40 to the 39, enough for Nowata first down.
And Adam, on that third down reception, that was Hunter Bell, the junior receiver for the Ironmen. Picks up his first reception of the ball game. First carry for Smith, and it's good for a Nowata Ironman first down. New set of sticks inside the 40-yard line with 5:13 to go in the first quarter. In case you just joined us, the Ironman had a little trickery to begin the game with and had an onside kick, recovered it deep in Dewey's territory, but was unable to score.
First and 10 from Dewey's 39-yard line. Nowata has the ball. Now shotgun formation. And we're going to have too many men in motion as Smith carries it to the left side of the 36-yard line. But we're going to have a flag down because we got too many men in motion.
You called it, Adam. And it kind of looks like a Canadian Football League play there.
Yeah.
Two or three guys all moving at the same time.
So it'll be a 5-yard penalty. It'll make it 1st and 15. It looked like that that Will Luster and moved a little bit too soon, along with, I think, Bryce Hewitt.
Kind of reminds me of that arena football where they send that one receiver running towards the line before the snap.
I haven't watched that arena football that much. I knew from time to time, but not that much. But, yeah, there's a lot of motion on that type of game.
You know, Gene Simmons owns a team.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, the Kiss, the L.A. Kiss.
Yeah.
He and Paul Stanley. Hey, back to live action. 1st and 15 for the Ironmen.
Shotgun formation. Smith out of the pocket. Now throws, and the pass is intercepted at the 20-yard line, a flag on the play to the 30 and knocked out of bounds. That was Chase Rebard with the interception, but hold on, there's a flag on the play at the 20-yard line.
Yeah, and Drake Schull just made T.J. Donaldson a member of the Oklahoma Plant Association over on the right far sideline. He just knocked away out of him as they ran back. And I think they're going to go with...
They're going to call a pass interference against Dewey.
Well,
I tell you what, Tyler Cade is livid on the sideline. I didn't see what caused that interference.
Well, he did. He had his hands on him while the ball was in the air, and both guys were fighting for it, but they ruled in their minds that it affected the pass-catching ability of the offensive player, so they called it against Dewey. It's going to be an automatic first down.
And it's a 15-yard penalty, I believe.
Yes, sir.
The interception was caused at the 20-yard line, but they're going to move it to the 29 from Dewey's 29-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Ironmen from Dewey's 29.
And just their second first down on this one by way of the big penalty, Adam.
Cody Smith in a shotgun formation, a snap. Handoff is to Terrell Collins. He'll run to the middle to the 27-yard line. Met up by a slew of Dogger players. Cole Brown there was the first to get up.
I tell you, the interior of that Dogger line probably got a tongue lashing after last week, and they have really responded well. They have controlled the interior run game of the Ironman. Terrell Collins is a handful. He's a big guy, and he comes to the line hard. A little crossback action there as they faked it to Donaldson and then gave it back across the grain to Terrell Collins. Second and eight.
Just under 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. No score. Shotgun formation. Handoff is to Donaldson, spins around to the 25, and that's all he'll get as he smashed there at the 25-yard line. First to get him was Hunter Brewer. Also, Jacob Shambles was there to make the stop.
Tell you what, we've already called Jacob's name a couple of times. He's playing some inspired football on defense tonight, Adam. And it brings up third and five for the Ironmen, just inside the 25 at the 24 of the Doggers.
We can tell you that Brandon Phelps is not playing again tonight because of that sprained ankle, and he may be back by next week or the week after.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's a great ball player, but I can't imagine Dewey's defense playing any better than they are right now with anybody.
Third and five from the 25. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith.
Uh-oh.
Now a flag on the play, and looks like we're going to have a delay as the play clock went to zero, so it's a delay of game on Nowata. That is their second penalty now for 10 yards. So instead of third and five, it'll be third and 10 from Dewey's 35-yard line.
I tell you what, that'll give Corey James gray hairs fast to have third and very makeable and then pull something like that and let the clock run out on the play.
Great crowd tonight for this home opener for Dewey. And, of course, Nowata side is packed as well as they made that 20-mile trip. Third and 10 now from Dewey's 35-yard line. Three wide receivers this time on the left side.
Will Luster just a little bit lost on the play. He's set, though.
Play action as Smith will throw to the middle, and the pass is incomplete. It was well covered there as Luster there was the intended receiver, and now you're looking at fourth and 10.
Well, I guess we'll see if the Ironmen have a kicking game. This would be about a 46-yard field goal, so I'm thinking we're going to see fourth and 10 go for it.
Yeah, I think you've got nothing to lose here. I think you got to go for it here. Ball is placed right now at the 29.
Armando Covarrubias checks out of the game, and Bryce Hewitt checks in, and he'll go wide to the left for the Ironmen. Xavier Mathis wide to the right.
They got to get to the 19 for the first down. There's a pitch, handoff is to Luster, and he's not going anywhere. He may have gained a couple of yards, and that is it. And again, good defense there by the Doggers. As there, the first to get him was Cole Brown, along with Brandon Timmons.
And for the second time in as many possessions, the Ironman offense have left the field on downs with no scores to show for it. So first and 10 for the Doggers. 2:31 to go in the first quarter. They're at their own 28-yard line.
No score here as Blake Timmons back on offense. He's got three wide receivers to the left, actually to the right, one on the left.
And
along with Timmons is Hunter Brewer.
Blackman's got one-on-one single coverage over here on this near sideline.
There's a snap. Handoff is to Brewer. Runs to the middle to the 30. Dives to the 31-yard line. and Jacob Barnes there to make the tackle.
That was three hard-fought yards by Hunter Brewer as he pounded up inside. Tell you what, if they're going to choose to cover Bryce Hewitt on Jonathan Blackman all night, I think I'd take a chance on that. Blackman's got about 3 inches on him. And
second down and seven from the 31-yard line. Hand off this time as Hunter Brewer runs to the middle to the 33-yard line. Still a long way for the first down, but again, Jacob Barnes was the first to get him.
Third and about five. I think they're just kind of lulling them to sleep right now. Be interesting to see this call.
Third and five from the 33. Shotgun formation for Blake Timmons. Play clock now down to 10 seconds. Game clock now to a minute and a half. A snap.
Here Timmons. It is.
He'll throw to his left, has Blackman open, caught at the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, good night, Philly! Touchdown, Bulldoggers! You called it, my friend, Jonathan Blackman on a 67-yard pass from Blake Timmons, and Dewey strikes blood first.
Somebody heard me.
I think they did.
Well, Bryce Hewitt's a good player, but he has not the speed that a Jonathan Blackman has, and Blackman had a good 2 yards on him, caught it over the shoulder. What a great throw by Blake Timmons, just threaded the needle. And it was take it to the house for 6 points.
Dakota Fox will attempt the extra point. The snap, the hold, the kick on its way, and it is good. Timeout on the field with 1:21 to go in the first quarter. And your score, Dewey 7 and Nowata nothing. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to high school football on Real Country K-Rig.
Here comes the
72-yard drive. And Jonathan Blackman, a 67-yard pass from Blake Timmons. That's Blackman's first receiving touchdown of the night. Meanwhile, for Blake Timmons, that's his second passing touchdown of the season.
Blake started out 3 for 4 on the night. He's got 85 yards and a touchdown. Not a bad first quarter of work. And he looks much more comfortable in the pocket now. They're giving him a little protection. The Ironman able to get pressure on him. The first possession, you really couldn't tell what he could do, but he put it right on the money when he had time.
Oh, that was perfect pass, though.
And caught it right in stride.
And so the kickoff here for the Doggers.
Looks like Cole Brown doing the kicking.
Here's Cole Brown. It's a swift kick, and it's going to be fair caught. No, the ball's loose, and I think Dewey's picked it up. I believe an Armin did pick it up. Excuse me. Boy, that was a lucky break there as Nowata, Dylan Barnes there to recover the fumble. And, boy, Nowata was pretty lucky because Dewey was all over that.
That was close.
So Nowata will have the ball for the third time. And this time they'll start at their own 35-yard line.
And this is the worst field position they've had in their three drives and really not done a lot with the ball.
No, they haven't. They've tried some trickery. Didn't work. They tried to run it to the middle. That didn't work.
Well, they haven't been sharp just yet. They've kind of been lazy to the line. Got a delay penalty called. Not been sharp yet.
Smith in a shotgun formation. Donaldson sweeps to the left to the 35, and he's down immediately at the 39 to the 40-yard line. And again, that's Cole Brown there to make the tackle, the first to get him, along with Brandon Shambles, or Jacob Shambles, excuse me, with the assist.
That's about the third or fourth time I think you've said Jacob's name tonight. He's really playing inspired football along that defensive side. Now, if you know what, I don't know why you want to get fancy now, because you just gained 6 yards, a good straight-ahead dive play off the shotgun, and now you're looking at second and about four.
40 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Nowata trails 7-0. Smith in the shotgun. Donaldson with the carry, and he's met immediately there at the 36-yard line. And guess who? Hunter Brewer there on the tackle. What a tackle there by Hunter Brewer, which I didn't see him defensively last week at Adair. So that piece of the puzzle right there is what Dewey's got right after get there. 15 seconds to go. That's a loss
Loss of about 3 yards. We're looking at 7 and about third and about 7 yards, it looks like.
It's going to be 3rd and 7, but that's going to be the end of the first quarter. Your score, it's 2-7, no 1-0. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to high school football here on Real Country K-Rig. Don't want a football here on Real Country 104.9 FM HD KRIG. Don't want a Bartlesville. We appreciate everybody listening to us online as well. BartlesvilleRadio.com.
We sound better in HD.
We do. So much better.
I even look better in HD.
Yeah, you do.
I have a little static in this regular FM.
I think I sound sharp on HD.
There you do.
No one will have it 3rd and 7 from their own 38-yard line as we begin the second quarter. Oh, a faster quarter than what we experienced last week.
Oh, my Lord, yes.
Play action fake, Smith. Pass caught by Terrell Collins on the screen pass and only gains a yard to the 39-yard line. And there on the tackle was Nick Cannon.
He's a kid that's just moved here from Georgia. We met his dad last week at the Adair game, and they're happy to be Dewey Bulldoggers. And 4th and long for the Ironmen, unable to put anything together offensively.
So now Nowata now looking at 4th and 6.
I think we're going to see a punt here. Cody's dropping back a little deeper. Bad snap.
Bad snap, though. Gets off. The kick is blocked. It is blocked, and it's covered up at the 34-yard line. And I believe who got that block kick.
Well, I think it was his up front blocker. He just kicked him right in the back with it.
John Langbein there was the one that got the recovery.
But Cody Smith just wasn't paying attention and kicked his up man, his blocker, right in the back of the head with the football. So now it's 11-18 to go early in the second period, and it's inside the 35 to the 34-yard line for the Doggers.
Here's Blake Timmons. In a shotgun formation, 2 wide receivers on each side. Play action, pump fakes, Tippins. Now he'll swing to the right side, has a couple of blockers, and a pass is broken up on the line. Blake Timmons probably should just go ahead and run. He had a couple of blockers right in front of him.
Yeah, Will Luster laid the smack down on him, too, so to keep him from going anywhere. So he's lucky to get rid of that before Will Luster got there. So.
2nd and 10 now from the 34. Clock stops with 11:09 to go to halftime. And a 7-0 Dewey lead.
They fake the short pass to Blackman. It looks like they're trying to go long to Tidwell over there, but they didn't fall for it.
Hand off this time as Brewer sweeps to the left, and he's not going anywhere. He's down at the 37-yard line. And on the stop there
was
Will Luster.
Somebody's lit a fire under Will Luster this defensive series. He's 2 straight stops now.
So now you're looking at about 3rd down and 11, loss of 1 to the 35-yard line. Now play action, and Simmons passes, caught, and 10-5, touchdown Dewey! Oh, a tip by Jonathan Blackman from 35 yards out, and Dewey increases their lead 13-0, and what a catch. Concentration there by Jonathan Blackman.
Yeah, I thought the Ironman defender, which looks like Bryce Hewitt, had gone up and gotten the ball, but he wasn't able to bring it down. It just popped it up in the air. Great concentration. As you said, Blackman hauls it in for his 2nd touchdown grab of the night.
Dakota Fox will attempt the extra point. Here's a snap, the hold, the kick on its way, and it is good. Timeout on the field, 10:31 to go to halftime. It's Dewey, 14, and no one, nothing. We'll take a 30-second timeout, and you're listening to high school football here on Real Country K-Rig.
Yeah.
Well, it took 47 seconds on that drive, 3 plays, 34 yards, and Jonathan Blackman, his 2nd reception for a touchdown, this time 35 yards from Blake Timmons. Went after good, 14-0.
Timmons sharp early. He's 4 of 6 for 120 yards. Of course, it doesn't hurt when you throw a 67-yard bomb in there. But he's looked sharp when he's had time to throw. Ironman got to him early in the first series, and give credit to that offensive line of the Dewey Bulldogs and the coaching staff. They've got something right, and they're taking advantage of it now. And I think we have a stunned Ironman crowd across the way from us, Adam.
Yeah, they do. They look lifeless right now.
And, of course, on the near side, yes, it's really livened up.
Well, they have. Haven't had anything to cheer about in a long time. And, you know, this group is going to be special here as they come to this season. Brown now to kick things off for Dewey from his own 40. It's a squid kick again, and it's caught at the 28, to the 30, to the 33-yard line. That's where he's knocked out of bounds. Jacob Shambles there on the tackle.
Who?
Yeah, Jacob Shambles. And along with Drake Scholl there on the also on the assist. So no one will have it for the fourth time. And it'll be first and 10.
At the 30, just inside the 32-yard line.
32-yard line. So let's see what Cody Smith and that offense can do here. They had a slow start last week against the line. I only led 12-6 at halftime before they blew it out in the third quarter. The snap by Smith, hands off into Collins, and he bustles his way to the middle, to the 35, to the 38-yard line, and Drake Scholl there on the tackle.
Well, just like Adair last week, the Ironmen look more impressive when they're running straight ahead. When they try to run wide or come back against the grain, Dewey's waiting for him, but straight up the middle, straight ahead, fast opening plays seem to do better against this Dewey front line. Give credit where credit's due, though. The Dewey defensive coordinators have really gotten things right this week in practice preparing for the Ironman.
Play clock now down to 3 seconds. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Actually, Ed Smith is going to get the ball carrier, and the ball is loose. And Hunter Brewer got the fumble recovery, I believe. Yes, it is Dewey's ball. Now, one official saying that he was down. One official saying there he's down. The other official saying it was a fumble. And they're saying that Cody Smith may have placed his knee on the ground, and they're going to keep it with no water. So no water retains possession. And game may be won on the play. It'll be 3rd and 3 from the 39.
Well, and the reason that happened, there was no time left on the play clock. They tried to hurry. Cody went the opposite direction of his backs, and he had to make the best of a broken play, and they're lucky to even have the ball back. The Ironmen just have been lazy getting to the line tonight. They don't know how else to say it. There's not a nice way to say that.
9:10 to go to halftime, 14-0 on Dewey. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Donaldson in motion. Play action. Cody Smith, he rolls to his right, throws it, and it passes overthrown
to
Will Luster. And now a late flag comes down.
Adam, I got to tell you, that official made that call from 35 yards behind the play.
They're going to call, what are they going to call here? Pass interference?
I'll tell you what, if it is.
Pass interference against Dewey.
Oh, my. You know I'm an Ironman fan because I grew up in Noah, but I tell you what, that's not a good call.
No, it's not. And the Dewey fans don't like that call either.
The first one was a good call. That was a horrible call.
So they're going to place the ball at Dewey's 46-yard line.
That's the second pass interference call against Dewey. Only the third first down, and two of them have become because of pass interference penalties.
So here's Cody Smith now in a shotgun formation. Hand off is to Terrell Collins. He'll scamper to the middle to the 45-yard line. Gain of 1. He'll make it 2nd down and 9. Clock rolls with 8:50 to go to halftime. 14-0 favor of the Doggers.
I tell you what, Nick Canavan and his buddy, looks like John Langbane, have really done a nice job stuffing that inside run tonight for the Doggers' defense. Ironman offensive line just can't seem to get anything rolling, get any momentum.
So it's 2nd and 9 from the 45-yard line. 2 wide receivers to the left, 1 on the right. No one going right to left on your radio dial. There's a snap. Smith now goes back to pass. Smith fires it long. Has a couple receivers and overthrows Will Luster. He had about three defenders around him there as well. And now you're looking at third and nine for the Armand.
And Armando Covarrubias, he was open here on the left-hand side, but he chose to go to Luster. And as you said, Luster attracted about three doggers around him. And now the Armand are looking at third and long yet again.
So third down and nine from Dewey's 45-yard line. That stops the clock with 8:13 to go to halftime. 14-0 favor of Dewey on a very beautiful Friday night here at Bulldogger Stadium. A packed house here tonight between these two area teams.
Already inside 5 seconds on a play clock.
A snap. This time it's going to be Luster on the carry. And he breaks the tackle to the 40, knocked out of bounds to the 35-yard line as a Wildcat formation. And Will Luster will get the arm in a first down.
Yeah, he's going to pick up 11 yards. And a first down, and everybody went left, and the linebackers and the defensive backs read left. Luster went out there one-on-one with a corner and just outran everybody. He has tremendous speed. We know that.
First and 10 from Dewey's 33-yard line.
He's one of those guys that can hit the light switch and be in bed before the room gets dark.
It's great to see Will Luster back in a no-water uniform after a two-year absence. First and 10, again a Wildcat formation there. Luster hands it off to Terrell Collins, and he'll muscle his way to the 30, cross the 30 to the 29.
Gain of four.
Looks like Brendan Timmons there on the stop. So a gain of three, it'll make it second down and seven.
And again, I hate to sound like a broken record, but the Ironmen are most successful when they just run straight ahead and don't do anything fancy.
Second and seven from Dewey's 30-yard line. Again, Luster back at quarterback, shotgun formation. Donaldson in motion. Handoff as Collins runs through the middle again to the 25, still on his feet to the 20, down to the 19-yard line.
Now that was a Terrell Collins we're used to seeing from years past, just a bull in a china closet picking up 11 yards. Shambles again on the tackle for the Doggers.
That's right. It's the gain of 11 to make first and 10 from the 19, which the drive started from Nowata's 32-yard line. I believe a timeout has been called. It'll be timeout Dewey. We'll take one with them. 7:06 to go to halftime. 14-0 Dewey on top of Nowata back after this 30-second break. You're listening to high school football here on Real Country K-Rig. Picked that music, by the way?
Who picked that music?
Starts with an A and ends with an H.
Oh, Lord.
I did. I picked it. But I picked some good music that you like. Dewey called a timeout because Nowata was kind of running.
Had some light.
Had some light, yeah. Please have light here. But Nowata trying to get some points here on the board with 7:06 to go to halftime.
Yeah, they've been held to 67 total yards thus far, so the Dogger defense has just played a whale of a ball game thus far.
Luster in the shotgun formation. Will now has the ball loose, and Luster, he's not going anywhere. He's set at the 32-yard line. And that's Hunter Brewer there on the sack.
And he lost that yardage he just gained on the previous play.
Yeah, a loss of 11. So it'll be second and 21. That play was not even set at all.
Well, it didn't help. He dropped the ball on the snap. That didn't help anything.
So now you're looking at second and 11.
I'm sure Armand.
Second and 21 from the 30, excuse me.
Sure the Armand faithful are saying, where is Cody Smith right now?
The snap, Luster. Goes back to pass. He'll throw to his left, and the pass is caught at the 10, 5, down at the 1-yard line. And that pass was Armando Corvillis.
It's easy for you to say.
Yeah.
Covarrubias.
I knew I was going to bumble and stumble that name, but that's okay. But
took it to the 2.
It's actually officially at the 1.
At the 1. All right.
So a 29-yard gain. Actually, that was tipped to Armando.
Just shades of the Dogger touchdown earlier tonight, the tip drill.
That's been going pretty well tonight. I like those tip drills.
Well, Luster, 1-for-1 passing and 29 yards. You can't beat that.
And Luster now under center along with Terrell Collins. First and goal from Dewey's 1-yard line. Donaldson in motion. Handoff is Collins. He'll knock and walk into the end zone. Good night, Nowata. Touchdown, Ironman. Terrell Collins is 1-yard scamper and gives the Ironman their first points of the night.
Well, we've been giving credit where credit is due. We'll give it to the Ironman offense. They have looked anything but good in this first half, and they put together a patchwork kind of a rally there. It was aided by a big pass interference call to keep it alive.
And it looks like Nowata will go for two here. Under center again is
And we've got a penalty flag.
Penalty flag down as Luster is under center. And we'll see about what the flag's about. I think it might be false start against Nowata. So back him up another 5 yards, and they'll retry the two-point conversion. What a drive for Nowata. It started from their own 32-yard line. A pretty good drive there for Nowata. And, of course, you got to save that pass interference call. Kind of hurt Dewey right there.
Yeah, it took a little wind out of their sails. And like I said, I'm born and raised an Ironman fan, but that was not a good call because it came from 30 yards behind the official behind the play. And I think you got guys up there that are in a better position that you need to let them call the play. So now the Ironmen are going to go from the 7-yard line to go for 2 points here.
Luster under center. Luster back to snap. The throw. The pass is caught for the 2-point conversion. And I believe who caught that was that Cody Smith?
Xavier Mathis.
Xavier Mathis, excuse me, on the 2-point conversion. That is good. So timeout on the field, 6:13 to go to halftime, and your score, it is Dewey 14 and Nowata 8. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to high school football here on Real Country K-Rig.
Houston. Damn. Yeah, I like that. Ting-a-ling. Bam. Nate Dogg. I'm 20.
Well, that was a 11-play, 68-yard drive that capped off with the Terrell Collins 1-yard run. Xavier Mathis pass from Luster. That 2-point conversion good. It's 14-8 favor of Dewey still. Hey, you know what? I'm only on my site starting to my page 2. I did on page 2. Midway in the first quarter last week against Sadier.
We would just be starting the second quarter if this were last week.
Absolutely.
T.J. Donaldson kicking off for the Ironmen.
There's a kick by T.J. It's a wobbly kick, and it's going to be down at the 34-yard line. So the Doggers get pretty good field position there.
When we were off the air that I don't know that this rivalry means as much to the younger guys, but I'll tell you what, I'm seeing some licks laid out there tonight. There's certainly not anybody on anybody's Christmas card list.
You old guys remember the rivalry. It was pretty
back in the good old days.
Blake Simmons under, I didn't mean to call you old.
I know. Dave Neely's going, yeah, back before face mask when I played.
Here's a handoff this time to Hunter Brewer, runs to the middle and dives 4 yards to the 39-yard line.
And Hunter's cutback ability got him those 3 yards all on his own.
Good. T.J. Donaldson there on the stop.
You know, this is kind of an important series right here. The Ironmen seem to have a little bit of momentum, but they haven't been able to stop the passing game of the Doggers.
Second and 7 from the 39-yard line. Timmons in a shotgun formation. Timmons, play action. Timmons throws to his left and overthrows Jonathan Blackman. He was well covered there by Cody Smith.
And some catcalls from the Dewey faithful wanting a turnabout pass interference call, I think. But nothing doing there.
Got an update from Morrison. Pawhuska scores on a 90-yard interception run, and it's Pawhuska leading Orson 12-8.
And we'll be at the beach next week, won't we?
We will be at the beach next week.
Bring my suntan lotion.
Yeah. Please, and give me a chair, please. Here's Timmons, and the pass is incomplete. The intended receiver was Brandon Tidwell, and now you're looking at fourth and seven for the Doggers from their own 39. This is their first fourth down conversion here for Dewey.
And I think they got a little bit of a wind in their face. I think you just kick it away and let your defense do its job. Xavier Mathis going back deep to receive for the Ironmen.
A wobbly kick there by Timmons, but it gets a Dewey bounce.
Nice roll inside the 30 to about the.
And Mackey will down it at the 28-yard line.
Nice kick. Nice roll.
Well, the winds are from the north at about 10 miles an hour, so it's a crosswind against its east-west field.
Our second in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, when we go to the beach next week, it's only a north-south field. By the way, bring me a umbrella and a chair, a nice comfy chair for me.
All right, I'll do that.
And what would you want me to do for you?
Oh, I think you better bring a bucket of extra crispy.
Okay, you got it.
Don't bring the extra crispy kernel, though. He freaks me out.
Okay.
Hey, first and 10, Ironman at their own 28-yard line, 5:24 to go before halftime.
Looks like this time under center is Will Luster. Luster now hands it off to Terrell Collins. Runs to the middle to the 30, down to the 32-yard line. And a good game there by the senior tailback.
They're going to give him almost to the 33, so just about a 5-yard gain. He got half of what he needed for the first down. And it brings second five up for the Ironman. And I'm wondering if Cody Smith may be done for the night. He's standing on the sideline.
Well, we saw Cody in a defensive mode on the last possession, so...
His throwing arm didn't look healthy tonight. He's kind of underthrowing some balls, maybe.
Luster under center. Donaldson, and we're going to have a false start on Nowana. Somebody moved early. See about the flag here very quickly. I think it's going to be a false start against Nowana. Yeah.
Yeah, I think one of the linemen actually lined up ahead of the ball. That's never legal.
So back up 5 yards to the 28-yard line. Did I say 20? Yeah, I said 28.
Yeah,
I feel
you
like
did.
I was talking like a Tweety Bird here a little bit.
Lanny, help! Fourth penalty on the evening for the Ironmen. They're up to 20 yards, all of them in a 5-yard variety. Empty backfield now for quarterback Will Luster.
The original yard of scrimmage, second and 10 from the 28. Donaldson under in motion. Luster under center, and boom, down he goes at the 26-yard line. He had no way to go, and he met up by that brick of a Dewey defense.
You know that that Mark Sanchez highlight where he runs into his own blocker?
Yes.
Well, Will didn't fall down and fumble, but he ran smack dab in the backside of one of the Ironman blockers. So now it's third and 11, and Xavier Mathis checks into the Ironman offensive huddle with the play. And they've got to pull a rabbit out of their hat here with 4:15 and counting before halftime.
14-8, favor of Dewey. Third and 11 from Nowana's 27. Luster in a shotgun formation. The snap. Will goes back to pass. Throws to the right side. The pass is intercepted. It is intercepted there by Kobe Williams at the 43-yard line. And Dewey will take over. First turnover of the day for the Ironmen. And now we got a flag on the play at the 30, at the 29. So let's talk about this flag here.
Well, this will be interesting to say the least.
Did that occur after the interception?
Yes.
Yeah, it did. Personal foul against Nowana.
So add 15 yards after the interception there, Adam.
So you got to tack on another 15 for Dewey. So it's going to be... I believe it was after the play was over, it was a dead ball personal foul.
Yeah, it was a little block me from your Facebook page kind of a hello from somebody down here.
So instead of being marked at the 45, they're not.
Yeah, they're marking it off.
Well, now the officials are talking with Coach Cade here about the situation.
Do you want the penalty?
Do you want the penalty? Absolutely, you want the penalty if you're Coach K.
Yeah, do I want the penalty? Oh. Well, that was odd.
Okay, penalties declined, but Dewey will have the ball, first and 10 from their own 46.
Huh.
3:59 to go to halftime, 14-8 favor of Dewey. Timmons in a shotgun formation.
We need Don Osborne to be our sideline reporter and find out what happened on that.
Timmons now hands it off to Hunter Brewer, and he scampers past the 45 to the 46-yard line. Looks like Jacob Barnes there, the big guy there.
Jamie,
with the tackle.
You've not seen The Revenant where the bear mauls the mountain man. It looks a lot like that.
Actually, there was no gain on the play. It'll be second and 10 from the 46. Timmons in a shotgun formation. Low snap. Hands it on. Now play action. Pass is caught.
Oh, my.
Caught and dropped.
And
the intended receiver that time was Brandon Tidwell.
And the ball.
Dewey faithful wanted a pass interference.
Yeah,
get it.
The ball ricocheted off of him. Dylan Barnes. I have a number 16, but I'm missing who he is for Nuwata. Yeah, Dylan Barnes.
Yeah.
It ricocheted. He almost had an interception. Now we've got third and 10 for the Doggers.
Doggers have two wide receivers on each side. Brewer in motion. A screen pass, and it's incomplete.
He threw it.
Underthrew Jonathan Blackman, who had green all over to the left side.
Well, I'll tell you what. They ran a little flare to the near side with Hunter Brewer, and that turned all the Ironman's heads. And Blackman just slipped back to his side of the line of scrimmage and hid in the flats. But as you said, he could still be running.
As you're looking at fourth and 10, looks like Dewey's going to punt this. There's a snap. And Timmons, high kick.
Nice kick.
Nice punt. And it's going to take a Dewey bounce to the 16-yard line. So a nice punt there by Blake Timmons for the Doggers, and Nuwata will have poor field position from their own 16-yard line with 3:13 to go to halftime, and it's 14-8 favor of Dewey.
Now, Timmons has punted twice, and both of them have taken good rolls and really look good.
Coming up at halftime, we'll recap the first half, and then we'll have our college sports report also coming up at halftime, so you want to stay tuned with that. Lots of Oklahoma Wesleyan University athletic news to tell you about. The soccer teams and the volleyball teams having a good year so far. Matter of fact, the Lady Eagles soccer team beginning their season tonight down in Silent Springs, Arkansas.
That's another pretty place to be, Silent Springs.
Yeah, it's a pretty place.
Well, the Ironmen have their work cut out for them. They have one timeout remaining.
Let's see what they can do here is Will Luster again at quarterback.
Luster quarterback.
Collins. Also the lone setback, man in motion is Bryce Hewitt. Handoff.
Look out.
Terrell Collins runs to the right to the 25, down to the 31-yard line. That's just power right there for Terrell Collins, and it gives the Ironman a first down.
He got up through there in a hurry. Gain of 15 yards, a first down. The clock will stop until they get the chain set. The Ironman don't seem to be showing any sense of urgency, though, do they, Adam?
No, they don't, and I think what has worked with them so far is running down the gut. And
you're
that's
right.
What they've been doing. They continue to do this. This will be a pretty good ball game, which it already is right now. Under 3 minutes to go, the halftime, 14-8 Dewey. No one in a shotgun formation, first and 10 from their own 30. Man in motion. Luster keeps it, runs to the middle to the 30, and he dives to the 35 to the 37-yard line. And Cole Brown there on the tackle.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of time.
Gain of 6 will be second down and 4. 2.5 to go to halftime. Again, don't want to trail Dewey 14-8.
And they burned two of their timeouts while on offense in this half. So
Xavier Mathis now lines up to the right side.
Play clock down to 5, Adam.
Hewitt on the left. Handoff is to Terrell Collins and muscles his way to the 40, cross the 40 to the 42-yard line. Enough for an Ironman first down. Cole Brown there again on the tackle.
The Ironmen have amassed 10 first downs in the first half to one for Dewey. Of course, Dewey's had those two home run balls.
Clock running with 2 minutes to go in a halftime. Luster in a shotgun formation. A receiver on each end. Hewitt in motion. Fakes it. Luster will keep it to the middle. Now he runs to the left to the 40. Spins around to the 45 to the 46-yard line. Hunter Brewer there to make the tackle. So a gain of four on the play. Makes it second and six.
Chewing up quite a bit of time, and I'm not sure what the Ironmen are doing here. Luster has gone clear over to the sideline, and looks like we've got a timeout.
Timeout called by Dewey. So timeout Doggers with 1:26 to go to halftime, 14-8 favor of Dewey. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to high school football here on Real Country K-Rig. Studios, 1:26 to go to halftime. Melwana's ball down by 6, 14-8, and now Dewey's crowd up on its feet here.
Well, I'll tell you what, Adam, the Ironmen have been hit square in the mouth in this first half, and they're trying to respond here. Dewey's come out swinging and played very well. Very important second down here with 1:26 to go in the half.
Luster in the shotgun formation, Donaldson in motion. Hand off to Collins, goes to the middle, to the 50, now breaks to the right, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Good night, Milwaukee. Touchdown, Ironman. Terrell Collins on a 54-yard run to the right side, and this game is tied at 14.
And I tell you what, as Barry Switzer used to say, speed and quickness, and he showed both getting to the outside quickly, and then on the sideline using his blazing speed to outrun everybody in red and tie this ball game up. 54-yard touchdown run for Terrell Collins. He's over 100 yards in the first half.
His second rushing touchdown of the night. He had two rushing touchdowns last week against Salina, which one of them was an 87-yarder. And now Nowata will go for two to take the lead here. What a comeback here by Nowata. Luster, the shotgun formation. He'll run it in. Then he dives in for the two-point conversion. And Nowata takes the lead. So Luster, on a two-point conversion run, will give the Ironmen a 16-14 lead. And what a comeback here by the Ironmen.
And it's quiet on the home side now, and the visitor sideline is just going nuts.
That's a five-play.
84 yards.
84-yard drive.
And they did that in 1 minute and 58 seconds. Nice drive.
It was a nice drive by Nowata, no question about it. Dewey was up 14-0 early, but then Nowata has scored two touchdowns in this second quarter to take a 16-14 lead.
Well, I have to give them credit. No panic on the Ironmen. And I kept saying they don't look like they are playing with any sense of urgency. And just like that, they showed why. Apparently, they thought they were in control, and I just didn't know it.
I didn't know it either.
Had us all fooled, I think. Cardinals are in the seventh. It's 2-2 between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Cincinnati Reds.
Your Cardinals need some help, don't they?
They do.
They're not doing.
I think they have real bulls in their bullpen this year because their pitching really gone south.
Oh, of course, our colleague, really, Evan Farbach in the Kansas City Royals, he's upset with them right now. So a kickoff here for Nowata will from their own 40-yard line.
One timeout left for the Doggers. They've taken both of theirs on defense in the first half.
Here's Donaldson with the kick. It's going to be an onside kick, and I think Nowata's picked it up.
I think you're right.
I think they've picked it up here, and they have. Right. Nowata will have the ball, and that is their second onside recovery.
And I don't think a Dewey player ever touched it. I think Donaldson ran it down from behind it.
Unbelievable. And Nowata will have the ball back in Dewey's territory at their 49-yard line. with 1:15 to go to halftime with only one timeout to spare.
How quickly the worm has turned.
That's two onside kicks that Nowata has recovered tonight.
You know, if I'm Coach Corey James, I think I'd run that little play with Terrell again. See what he's got this time.
Lusher in a shotgun formation. Two wide receivers to the left, one on the right. Lusher, now he'll keep it this time. He'll sweep to the right to the 45, to the 40, saw his feet to the 35, to the 30, to the 25-yard line. Nowata has found a weakness on Dewey's right side somehow, and that's two big plays right there for Nowata. That one did not result in a touchdown, but a long run by Will Lusher.
Yeah, 20-yard gain down to the 29-yard line. It was that same left side last week against Adair that they kind of picked on in the passing game, and now the Armin do it with the rushing game.
This time's on the right side.
Yeah,
really.
they're sending a guy over there to even the blocking up, and they're getting good matchups. There's
shotgun
a man in motion
formation.
Again.
That's the T.J. Donaldson. Now handoff is to Terrell Collins. He scampers around to the 25 to the 24-yard line, a gain of six. It'll make it second down and four.
Yeah, they're putting Donaldson in motion and just running behind him. And Dewey's not figured out how to account for that extra blocker yet.
Clock running with 45 seconds to go to halftime. 16-14, Nowata with the ball and the lead. Lusher in the shotgun formation. Lusher will sweep to the right, to the 20. Breaks on tackle at the 10 and knocked out of bounds at the 8.
Lusher on the quarterback keeper.
And that's enough for an Ironman first down. It'll be first and goal. Boy, somebody took a shot there from Nowata. Couldn't see who it was, but.
They're going to say he stepped out at the 14, Adam, so about a gain of 14.
Well, actually, it started at the 24.
I'm sorry, you're right.
So the 10-yard gain will make it first and 10. From Dewey's 14-yard line, 32.2 seconds to go at a halftime.
Now the Army don't have to be in any hurry here because they ran out of bounds, so they stopped the clock.
Well, each team now has one timeout here in the first half.
How quickly this has turned.
Shotgun formation from Will Lusher, two wide receivers to the left. Handoff is to Collins, breaks one tackle to the 10, spins around to the 5, and a dive to the 2. Yard line. They're going to stop the clock there just short of the goal line, and it's going to be first and goal from Dewey's 2.
Wow, what a run. He had nowhere to go. It was designed to go in the middle, bounced it to the right side on the outside, and almost got into the end zone. I think the Army are going to take their third and final timeout of the first half.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Big thanks to our sponsors here tonight. North Point Auto, Ranch Supply of Nowata, Sonic of Nowata, Ironman Storage, Regent Bank, Buster's Convenience Store, Martinet IP, and by Arvest Bank of Nowata. Tonight's game also brought to you by ASAP General Store, Hughes Lumber Company, Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Luana Duncan. Also by Bartnett IP, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, Oilfield Pipe and Supply, and by Tulsa Bone and Joint. While we have a moment, I want to give a big shout-out to actually a request by Coach Chris Rivard to Peyton Bankston. He wears number 54 for Dewey and has an injury, but he's listening to us back home. And, buddy, root for those Doggers there. So I'll just say hello to him.
Well, this is going to be a big play because I think they just walked Terrell Collins off the field. He was injured on that last play.
So it'll be
like
first and goal from the 1.
Donaldson in the backfield with Lester.
And Lester is going to keep the ball, and he's going to scamper in the end zone. Good night, Nowata. Touchdown, Ironman. It's Will Lester on a 1-yard scamper down the middle, and Nowata increases their lead 22-14, pending the extra point.
My goodness.
A 22-0 run favor of Nowata. And that has quieted the Nowata crowd, the Dewey crowd here.
Number 22, Dewey 14.
19.4 seconds to go.
19.4 seconds
till halftime. Unbelievable game. The way this game has changed tremendously
Oh, yeah. The Ironmen didn't do anything with their first three possessions.
Nothing. Nothing at all. And Nowata will go for two. Lester under center. Will, now throws to his left, and the pass incomplete. So the pass fails. And with 19.4 seconds to go, Nowata with a 8-point lead over Dewey, 22-14.
That's an important miss because it's still a one-possession, one-score game.
Well, it's five plays, 49 yards.
Jiminy.
And Will Lester's one-yard run.
Yeah, and it seemed like it all started at about the 10 and a half minute mark of the second quarter.
And go back to that pass interference call.
That was a tide turner.
That was the turning point right there for Dewey and Nowata.
And
Nowata
then
took advantage on that.
That onside kick, what a great call by Coach James.
Two onside kicks. The first one in the beginning of the game.
And then the last one leading to a touchdown as the Dewey front line was dropping back in anticipation of blocking. And Donaldson just hit a grounder with a kind of a squib shot and followed in behind it. When it went across the 50-yard line, he fell on it. Well, they're not going to give Jonathan Blackman and Hunter Brewer a chance to run this thing back.
Probably not. If you're no one, I don't think you want to do that.
Yeah, you want to kick it to somebody wearing a 60-something on their jersey. That's not going to outrun you. No offense to guys that wear the 60, but I tell you what, they're not usually the speed burners.
So T.J. Donaldson will kick things off for the Ironman. Here's the kick. There's an onside kick, and it's recovered there at the 30 to the 35 to the 37-yard line. That was
Tyler Conley. Yeah.
There on the return, and with 15.4 seconds to go, so it'll be first and 10 from the Doggers' 38-yard line, maybe?
37.
See what they'll do here. Remember, Dewey has one more timeout left.
Nobody just now getting a man in coverage. That's Cody Smith. He looks like he's playing with a broken wing.
And shotgun formation now for Blake Timmons. The snap. Brewer has it. Breaks the tackle to the 40, to the 45, to the 50, and a tackle there at the 46-yard line. And that's Will Lester there on a nice saving tackle there.
Nice.
Now you got 8.6 seconds to go. Clock stops until the chains are set, and I think Dewey's going to call their final timeout, and they will.
Hunter Brewer is about one tackle away from taking that one to the house.
So 8.6 seconds to go, 22-14, Nowata on top of Dewey. Dewey led 14-0 early, but then Nowata has scored 22 unanswered to take an 8-point lead.
Well, the first 16 minutes of this contest was absolutely dominated by the Doggers.
Yeah.
The Ironmen just looked lethargic. I called them lazy in getting to the line. They got a couple of delay. One they avoided by taking a timeout, but they just didn't have any zip in their step, and I thought, man, they're going to get blown out of here if they don't wake up. And now it just the avalanche happened the other way now. Back to you, Adam.
Doggers will have three wide receivers to the left, one on the right. The one on the right is Jonathan Blackman.
Yeah, he's drawing double coverage this time. He's got some help over here on Smith.
There's a snap. Timmons will throw it to the right side, and the pass is caught by Blackman. Breaks the tackle to the 15, down at the 12-yard line, and no time is left. And the time has expired. A good play, though, from Timmons to Blackman. It's going to be falling a little bit short, and Nowata will go to the locker room with an 8-point lead, 22-14. 22-14, Nowata on top of Dewey here at halftime. We're going to take a three-minute break, and we'll begin our halftime show. You're listening to high school football here on Real Country, KRIG.